The fourth annual Give Hunger the Boot fundraising campaign for Comfort Food Community is underway through June 17th with a goal to raise $15,000. This community-wide campaign was born 4 years ago through a collaboration between Comfort Food and the Casa Yuna Volunteer Fire Department to raise awareness and money to address food insecurity in much of Southern Washington County. Since then, a lot has been accomplished. Permanent pantries in Greenwich and Casa Yuna, a fully subscribed community garden, the Yes Weekend Backpack Program in the school districts, and the Fresh Food Mobile Pantry, as well as the Greenwich Glean Team. We'll find out what that means in just a moment. The highlight of the campaign will be the fourth annual Classic Car Show, which will be held at the VFW Field in Greenwich, New York, this Sunday, June 4th, from noon to 4. We always love when car shows come to town because we get to see them on their way, and it's really fun to see them coming up or try to come up the hill. To tell us more, we welcome Executive Director of the Comfort Food Community, Devin Bulger. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning, Joe.
The President of the Board of Directors, Marianne McGeorge.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. And the Chief of the Fire, Casa Yuna Fire Department and Comfort Food Board Member. Oh, and he also happens to be my brother, Pat Donahue.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning. How... We've never been on the radio. You've never been a guest on the show before.
No, this is my first time here.
Very nice. And I know what you may be thinking by what we just said, but other than that, we are close. So
I was kind of curious to see if there's going to be some sibling stuff that really came out of this.
You know, people ask us that all the time. Like, people want to know stories about him, and he wants to know stories about me, but we're very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, he's always, like, off doing good things for the world, and I'm always here, and people can hear what I'm doing, so.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. All right, let's get to your good work you're all doing. Devin, tell us about Comfort Food Community. This really, you've been around how long?
4 years.
So this is a four, this really, you've been doing this since the beginning of the community, of the Comfort Food Community.
Yeah, Give Hunger the Boot came around in our first year as, you know, we needed the funds to continue to do the work that we were doing. But me and the initial board of directors have been here from the very beginning. So we were part of the conversations in people's living rooms as we were figuring out what the community needed and what it was that Comfort Food could step into to provide. So when it was really just a glimmer in the eye, I was there right at the beginning, first as just a volunteer, then as a part-time employee, and then eventually as a full-time employee, and now the executive director.
That's great. And the checks are clearing? That's
great. The checks are clearing. Yeah.
So far, so good.
As far as I can, yeah.
So now, when you came in to the community, and this is really why I want to focus on this, because I think all communities in our region and that are listening to us in the seven states that we broadcast to can learn something from this, because you came in. At what point was the level of need, the need that you were filling when this whole thing got started?
So a lot of it was speculation to begin with, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I think we had a lot of anecdotal type of evidence or stories. Sue Sanderson, who's another founding board member, is a volunteer at the youth center, and she would comment that week in, week out, there were kids that were coming into the youth center straight from school that were ravenous. I mean, they were just, as soon as they were setting their book bags down, they were going right to the food place where, you know, the youth center has, and that was just one little piece of anecdotal evidence. I think we also felt like we are in a rural community that produces all of this glorious food, and we knew that the food pantry that was in place wasn't necessarily leveraging that as a resource very well, and that we felt like there was a role to be played by bringing in more of that local farm fresh produce so that food was available to the constituents in our community. But eventually we just got to a point where we had started the backpack program, and we felt like we sensed that the need was out there. We also were in conversation with neighboring communities, Cambridge and Salem, and the numbers that were attending their food pantries were quite a bit higher than the Greenwich food pantry. So in March of 2014, after we had formed Comfort Food Community, we just decided that we were going to take a stab at this thing and launch the food pantry in a slightly different way than the pantry had been operating before. And slowly but surely, the numbers bore out the fact that there was that need.
I mean, one of the things, you look in the last year, 112,000 meals, roughly, in just the last year. So you have to look at that, Marianne, and say, my God, what did these people do before this was something that was in place? And then to further muddy the waters, to realize that, oh, on top of that, we're probably only just scratching the surface.
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things that we did while we were gathering some anecdotal information was to look at the demographics and, you know, and understand, you know, what the percentage were of the children in our school system that qualified for free and reduced lunches and what kind of, you know, percentage of the community did that represent. We looked at census data and said, you know, we know the number of people in our community that live below the poverty line. We know what the family makeup in some of those cases are. How many families do we have that are, you know, single parent families with kids below the age of 18 that are living below the poverty line? At the time that we were beginning to get established, we also had a food pantry that didn't, it wasn't open regularly because it just really wasn't sustained, you know, in a sufficient right. manner. So we opened, we began in February with just three objectives. We said we want to create an environment where people can literally walk into the food pantry. You know, we have regularly established hours. If you live in our district, you can avail yourself. You know, we wanted a weekend backpack program to deal with those kids that we knew were going home on weekends and were hungry. And we wanted to make sure that we would be eligible to become a member agency of the Regional Food Bank of Northeast New York, which is the backbone and lifeblood of food pantries. And, you know, you have to meet certain criteria to be able to become eligible. But once you are, then your ability to offer a wider variety of non-perishable foods as well as perishable foods goes up astronomically. And we met that criteria in the first 6 months of 2014 when we became a 501c3.
We talk about Give Hunger the Boot, and the boot campaign came out of putting a, because of the fire companies, of putting a boot in local businesses and around the towns so that people could put money in. And this is a huge part of your budget, right, Pat?
It is. It is. We go for $15,000. That's our goal. We have the three fire departments that are involved. We have the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and then some other civic organizations that also help us out. And it's a month-long process that we go through, but the past 3 years, we've hit our goal.
That's great. So. And the boots are there, and you put the money in the boot. Oh, by the way, you can also, if you want to help too, you can go to comfortfoodcommunity.org, and you can find out how you can help out there, because oddly enough, you don't have to put it in the boot, and they'll take checks.
We'll take most checks. Anything.
Yeah,
checks,
right.
Credit cards.
You can put it in one of your old boots and mail it. They don't care. Just do whatever you need to do.
Joe, this one thing I just wanted to mention and thank Pat sort of publicly for. It was Pat that actually brought us the idea for the boot campaign that started out with Pat's idea. What he wanted to do initially was paint a green strip down the middle of Main Street in Greenwich that was a mile long and lay a mile of quarters. Yeah, and that was Pat's idea.
Or that cash equivalent.
But his idea was we can collect a mile of quarters. When we actually figured out what a mile of quarters
it's
would
like
be.
Grand.
It was like $15,000. And we said, yeah, that would be swell.
Right out of the gates, our first year in existence as a nonprofit,
we might be a little bit ambitious.
But we like the idea. Yeah. We like that it's grassroots. We love that anyone can participate.
I think if we were in a bigger area,
sure.
Something like
yeah.
that,
well,
a more populated area, I think that might work. You know what I mean?
Growth opportunity.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a growth opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So we opted for the boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And, of course, this comes from you, my brother, have been a firefighter since, 14, 15 years old?
Yes, 1974.
Okay.
So I'm 43 years.
Okay. So Pat's older than me.
I see.
Yeah, I'm the baby. Yeah. Anyway, so you go into with the boots, and the fact that your fire department has done this, what is interesting to me in two things is that not only have you worked together with the food pantry to create this program and to help raise the very important money that is needed, but that has also allowed you to grow so that your fire department then becomes a mobile. For people who don't know the geography of Greenwich, there's Greenwich the village, but Casa Yuna is quite a ways out. So people who are out in the quote-unquote sticks would not necessarily be able to make it in to the town to receive the food that they need.
Right. And the mobile food pantry that has come to Casa Yuna it's been great. Where we have 47 families, I believe it is.
We've served 47 families all time, generally 20 to 25 on average.
Is it 27,000 meals went out of there last year?
Wow. 27,000 meals just out of the satellite location in Casa Yuna. Right. And I think, you know, to your point, that is kind of the rural characteristic of poverty and hunger, is the distance is sort of the great dividing factor for rural households, because you don't have a bus that you can catch, you know, to the downtown soup kitchen. You don't have necessarily a cab, or you're traveling 10 miles instead of just 1 mile. And I think this model of sort of setting up these central locations, but also satellite locations at places that are able to accommodate it, is really something that Pat hit on and was emphatic about. That was one of the reasons why you joined the board.
Right, exactly.
But it really has, I think, in a lot of ways, made the fire department a community center in Casa Yuna and brought the community together.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, I mentioned this in the introduction about the GLEAN team, but this has to do with what you get from local farms, right? From using the local agriculture to help feed the people. But not only are you doing that, but you have your own community garden, and there is an educational component to this as well.
Yeah, educational is still a little bit fledgling in terms of our programming. This summer is actually going to be sort of our biggest toe in the water in terms of some of that programming. We're going to be partnering with the Greenwich Arts and Crafts program to actually have a day where the educational programming takes place in the garden, so kids will be learning all about growing things and bugs and compost and those types of things. But as much as possible, as we are building out our programming, we do have the vision for building out that continuum of programs and services that doesn't just meet the emergency food need, but also layers on those educational components, those skill building components, possibly maybe even some workforce development job type training. Because I think food unpacks in that way. You can start with just having it meet the emergency need, but it has so much more potential, so we would like to realize that potential by adding on a lot of that programming.
And then when those kids grow up, they can help roll quarters.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly.
They'll know their numbers
exactly.
So well. And
so when we have about 2 minutes left, so let us talk about what's going on here and give some people some dates that they can look forward to. First of all, we have June 4th, this Sunday, in Greenwich in the VFW field. It's the Classic Car Show. You've done this before.
This is the fourth annual.
That's great.
Yeah. It's now sort of officially integrated into the Give Hunger the Boot fundraiser, so we're really happy to have it as the centerpiece for the whole campaign. It's really great. You don't just have to be a car guy and a gearhead to enjoy it. I mean, it's fun for all ages. There's a bounce house. There's going to be a piston toss.
Don't want to miss that. the DJ. Food.
There's DJ live.
Remember
music.
Growing up, Pat, you and I, and having the piston toss.
The old piston toss.
Wasn't that fun?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to make sure that we do a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes, absolutely. Can't forget the sponsors.
Fort Miller Overhead Door. Fryhofer Designs, Bob and Joan Jeffords, Kern Compliance, Road Noise, SCA Tissue, and Phantom Labs have all come together to underwrite this for us.
All good people doing
all
wonderful
people.
Things
Very
for the community. And by the way, people that when you look at what people who give to all these things in the community, their names are just over and over and over again, much like what happens with us here at WAMC.
And before the car show, stop and get breakfast at the Middle Falls Fire Department.
7:30 to 11, going to be a great full course meal.
Those are great breakfasts.
They're really good.
We also have our coin drop.
Excellent.
And that's
next weekend?
That's
next weekend.
June 3rd.
We pack a lot into the one weekend.
And then the weekend after that is what we call in Greenwich Whipple City Days.
Right.
And that's the end of the – or the 2 weekends?
2 weekends.
And then, then that's your end, right? That your grand finale.
We're also running a lot a raffle.
Excellent.
So,
$5 a ticket, and it could win you $1,000. That can also be accomplished online. Yeah. So reach out to us by email or over the Facebook.
With the money. And oh, thank you, Brad.
We are hitting up the WNC.
Yeah, thank you. I got raffle tickets. Thank you,
Pat. Since you're my brother, I'll give you 4 for $20.
Yeah. He even handed you the pen.
Yeah, that's good. I got the magic pen. All right. Well, congratulations on all the great work that you're doing. This is really cool. It's Give Hunger the Boot. It's the fourth annual Give Hunger the Boot campaign for Comfort Food Community. Comfortfoodcommunity.org. And it's really remarkable what you've done. If you can go online and just see what they've done and help out in any way, that would be awesome. If you're in the area, please check out the Classic Car Show or go to one of the area businesses and help out with the boots as well. Marianne, Devin, Patrick, thank you very much. Great
thank
to
you,
have
Joe.
You on the
thank
program. Have a great time. And again, comfortfoodcommunity.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.